This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Part-Time Pomp and Joe. I wish Pomp was here for this interview, City Limits, but duty calls elsewhere, I think. It's Dan Marino on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, otherwise known as Larry Richards' brother-in-law. I imagine a lot of people want to talk about that, Dan, yes? And how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
We're doing well. And of course, Larry works right next door to us here. So we've become good friends over the years.
Good, good. Watch out. He might steal some of your stuff.
I'm always on the lookout when Larry is around.
For the lookout. He is the best, man. I love that guy. He is the best brother-in-law you could ever have.
He is a great guy. Awesome. I took a golf trip with him and almost accidentally killed him last year, Dan. I hit a ball that never should have come anywhere near him, and it flew over his head. So you almost lost him.
Well, don't do that again.
Are you a good golfer?
good people. Yeah, I'm decent. I'm probably like a, 7 or 8 handicap, something like that. So I'm okay. When I got it going right, I'm okay.
Who's the best ex-NFL quarterback golfer that you've ever played with?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. It's probably, it's like Billy Joe Tolliver or Elway was always really good. Those kind of guys.
Yeah, I would imagine.
John Brody, you remember way back, Brody always used to win those. He used to win those tournaments we had, the celebrity thing. He'd win them all the time. John was, he was a badass.
Yeah, and Mark Rippon I saw play a couple times, and he was
Rippon
really
too,
good.
Yes, you're bringing it up. Yeah, you're bringing it up more than I am. Yeah, Mark Rippon was a really good player. Yeah, the Chief. We call him the Chief.
So what is your connection, Dan? Because we got hooked up today by Joey from the Joe Moore camp, the late, great Joe Moore, offensive line coach at Pitt and elsewhere, and this happens every year. And by the way, CNX, Nick Deulis is the platinum sponsor again. 170 kids coming in from seven different states. What's your connection?
Well, my connection, first of all, is Pitt and then Joey Diven. And Joe Moore was our offensive line coach at Pittsburgh years ago. God bless his soul. He's passed away. But he's considered like the best offensive line coach that ever lived, right? And I was there at Pitt with him. He actually, my dad went to school at Shenley High School when he was there. And he just, he was a special person, very good. He really, he affected a lot of young offensive linemen in his life and also guys that became professionals. Russ Grimm, Jimbo Covert, Frelick, Mark May, Jim Sweeney, all those guys were, obviously they were great. They kept me off the ground big time. So I love Joe not only for the person that Joe was, but also that offensive line coach that can keep your quarterback clean, man. That was pretty special. and having those guys around me was special too.
Man, I bet with an offensive line like that. Dan Marino on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. However, we also mentioned before you came on, Dan, that it doesn't hurt the offensive line when your quarterback has the quickest release probably in the history of the league. And I remember when you went into the Hall of Fame, I went back to see if anybody was still living on your old street there in Parkview Avenue.
Parkview Avenue.
In the shadows. And there were some old timers there, and they told me, and you told me at the time as well, about, I wanted to sort of go back, like, where did that release develop? And you said the only one who gets credit, because there's always a lot of people who want to take some, is my dad, you said. Tell us about that. Yep. How did that come to be?
True. Yeah. No, well, thank you. Yeah. Well, I mean, he was, you know, my dad was the best. He awesome. He was always around. He was my young, you know, when I was young, he was my coach. And he just had a knack for understanding what you need to do athletically. I mean, he never played in college or anything. He played in high school. I think he was a tight end in high school. And just he had a knack for knowing what you need to do. And as far as body work's concerned and all the things that you do when you're throwing a football. And he always talked about having a quick release, you know, getting it up and out and the whole body being compact in a pocket in an area, like almost like a boxer. And he used to make me jump rope. Like from the time I was like 8 years old, he gave me a leather jump rope. Mm. And he's like, get your feet right. You know? And that's, that really helped so much. If I had to tell some young kids right now what to do if they have ambitions of being a quarterback or offensive lineman too, because they need great feet too, is get a jump rope and start enjoying that part of it, because it'll make a big difference. And not like just a regular jump rope, like a leather, like real boxing kind of jump rope.
I love that. I remember actually one of your old neighbors saying, Danny, was it the garage? There was some room in your house where you were constantly yeah. jump roping, right?
Oh, yeah, it was a patio. It was like a deck, but there wasn't much room there. But, yeah, I would do that all the time. Yeah, it was one of my parts of my workouts. But, but it's exciting, I think, for, like, Joey Diven, who runs the camp, and Russ Grimm has been there every year, consistent, and Jimbo and the guys, you know, that go are amazing. And I would say if you have a young kid and they have talent to be an offensive lineman, give them a jump rope, but also if they can get there and just be around these guys for a little while, it's pretty special, because they've been very successful in their lives. They know their stuff.
Absolutely. Dan Marino on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. What was life like there, Dan? It's not the same anymore. It seemed like you guys would play at, was it Frazier Field, which is now Dan Marino Field, just go off and play all day, right?
you're absolutely right. In the neighborhood, you know, the neighborhood was very competitive, and, you know, I'm blessed to have the field named after me, but a lot of guys played softball, baseball, football. I mean, that's where we kind of grew up playing ball, right down there at the end of, of Parkview and Dawson Street on Fraser Street. And it's a pretty cool spot. I love, you know, I always try, when I go back with my kids and stuff, try to drive by and show them some of the neighborhood. And that was always awesome.
Would you recommend also to younger athletes to play a lot of different sports? Because it's harder these days with travel sports. Everybody wants their kid, and coaches want these kids to play one sport year round. Do you think multiple is good for people?
I personally, we didn't have like travel stuff. So, you know, I didn't ever experience that. So it was like you're playing baseball, you're playing football, you play basketball, all that's in season, whenever it is, you know, all that stuff. And then, so to me, I mean, I would look at what my kid is good at and try to do the best you can to get him involved as much as you can in all other sports.
Yeah.
But also kind of get a handle on what he's really good at. And then as time goes on, maybe move into that area.
Dan, as the Steelers, they're in OTAs right now. Everybody sure. waiting on Aaron Rodgers. Do you think this will be worth it if it happens?
Well, if it happens, I mean, I still think Aaron has some game. You know, he does. And he can throw it as good as anybody that ever has throwing the football. And, you know, if I mean, if his mind's into it and he's ready to go and that works, I mean, I don't think it would be an issue, you know, with the Steelers. But, you know, you got to have someone that really wants to play there, and he's, you know, getting older. So I don't know what his mindset is, but he does still have talent.
Limits, I wouldn't dream of leaving you out of this conversation. Go ahead.
Dan, I'm really curious because right around your era, it was you, it was Jim Kelly, Montana a little bit before, and obviously Joe Namath leading up to it. What do you think it is about this area, especially during that era, that produced such great quarterbacks? What was in the water?
Wow, yeah, I get that question a lot, you know, and it's, you know, you missed out on Montana too. Joe was around from that area. Yeah, and I don't know if it's in the water. I think it's in the people, really, is what it is. The competition, the people, the work ethic, all the things, you know, during that time that we had, you know, parents that cared and things that, you know, competition each and every day, pretty much, that makes a difference. And especially those quarter, I mean, yes. And then it could also be the Iron City beer. You could always put it that way, too.
I like that answer.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know,
that
man,
couldn't have hurt anyway.
No, it didn't hurt. No, not at all.
I bet you've never had this question either, but I am curious. Is when people see you and you're very recognizable, are they as liable to ask you about Ace Ventura as they are about your football career?
Right. So it's about an age group, right? That's a good question. So guys that are like 30, mid-30s, whatever, yeah, they'll know about my football career, but they ask me about Ace Ventura, which, you know, it was a big deal. It was something that was fun. You know, I always tell people I made Jim Carrey a star, so that's my biggest thing. And besides being an NFL quarterback and playing at Pitt and all those things, but making Jim Carrey a star for Ace Ventura, yeah, that made my career.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Well, this guy right here, Austin Bechtold, looks like Jim Carrey. He looks like Ace Ventura from that movie. What was it like to work with Jim Carrey when he was at the height of his powers?
Well, I mean, it was interesting because, you know, he was a little bit all over the place. And he was, what do they call it, like a character actor, kind of, you know, where you're always like who you're going to be in the movie. So sometimes it was a little different when you go have lunch and he's still acting like he's Ace Ventura, you know? I mean, he did that all the time. But it was fun. It was a great experience. And, you know, we had a lot of other Dolphin guys involved and in the movie. And he was, you know what, he was great. And I haven't seen him since that movie. It's been like 30 years or whatever it is. I haven't talked to him or seen him since then. But it was a great experience. It's great that it's, you know, it did the things that it did. At first, I didn't think it was going to be very good, but it turned out something, you know.
It was a great movie, I thought. Dan, I grew up in Buffalo, so I remember going to the games and watching you battle the Bills. What memories do you have of that rivalry? It was just incredible when it was Dolphins week.
Sure. Well, first of all, I feel sorry for you, but other than that, on the bus, you know, Buffalo. No, Buffalo.
It ain't good.
Good,
I know,
people, man. No, Buffalo has great people, man. They're always. I mean, I've gone up to Jim Kelly's tournament for years, and going to Buffalo, they always like treat me great, and they're good people. And that was always tough going in there and playing in Buffalo, especially the years when they were rolling, when they were going to those four Super Bowls, because I felt like we had some teams that actually could have went to a Super Bowl. But we had to get through Buffalo, and we couldn't do it. We never could do it. And so we had some talented teams that could compete with them, but not get to the point where we get to the Super Bowl. And Jim Kelly's my man. I love him. He's awesome, man. He's the best. He's the best in the world.
Yeah, what a story.
He's a tough dude, man. Tough dude.
So let me ask you this, Dan, and then we'll let you go. You have one game to save the world. Who's other than you? Who would you choose at quarterback?
Are you kidding me?
That's a great question.
I know it's not Billy Joe Tolliver, even though he's a good golfer.
It's not Billy Joe. Yeah, maybe it's Joe Namath. How's that?
Ooh. Joe's in
there. But I mean, there's so many great players. You know, if you look at the current guys now, you know, it would be Patrick Mahomes, obviously, Tom Brady, or guys that are doing the things they've done. So you always gotta give them credit for what, you know, they did. But I always go back to like Montana, Elway, Jim Kelly, those guys. Like, that's my era because I love those guys.
Well,
but
what about
there's no chance to have, you can't just pick one guy for that.
What if it was Joe Namath? Was he a hero of yours? Ron Cook, who I used to work with here, he that was his childhood hero. Did you have one?
Well, I mean, the Steelers, all the Steelers, yeah. But then, and Joe Namath, I loved him because he was like the young age quarterback back then, where he had the long hair and he had all that stuff. Sorry, I had the damn thing on. The long hair, the white shoes, fur coat, all that kind of stuff was special. And when I was a young kid, I enjoyed that. And he always had a nice throwing motion that kind of was close to, you know, what I used to do or replicate. Mm. Love Joe.
Dan, we appreciate the time. This was great. We'll say hello to Larry Richard.
Oh, say hello to him. And don't forget Joe Moore's camp, June 7th and 8th. West Allegheny, right? You guys got all that information. Russ Grimm's going to be there, a Hall of Famer. I think Jimbo Covert, all the linemen that Joe worked with through the years. And if you got a young player that's a possible offensive lineman, man, you should go to that camp because those guys know what they're talking about.
Well said. There can't be a better one in the whole country. Thank you, Dan.
You got it. All right, man. You guys be good. Tell Larry I said hi.
We will.
All right. Peace, man.
Bye. Take care, Dan. That was unbelievable. I don't know what I take from that. Like, the number one take, is it Billy Joe Tolliver is the best golfing quarterback he's been around?
I think
along
it's
with Mark Rippon.
That he still gets recognized for Ace Ventura.
That was fantastic. We have to, if he comes in to visit Larry, we have to get a picture of you in an Ace Ventura getup with your hair the way it is some days and Dan Marino. They won't know the difference. How about the fact he hasn't seen Jim Carrey since that movie?
That's surprising. That they would just run into each other at a function or at a Super Bowl or something like that.
Can you imagine going to, you've seen the movie, right?
Yeah.
It's an all-time classic. Can you imagine going to lunch with Jim Carrey and just having him be in character?
No.
While
no, I could not imagine that. No.
Out at Fridays or something? It would be incredible.
TGI Fridays.
Let's continue to recap this interview, Limits. What stood out to you? I remember talking to his dad, who they called Big Dan over on Parkview Avenue, about that release because, you know, whatever the sport, whatever the great player, there's a lot of times something about that player that stood out from the rest. And with Dan Marino, it was unquestionably that sort of rattlesnake release. It was just like, boom, and the ball was out. And his dad told me the philosophy was simple. Hold the ball in front of you rather than bringing it all the way around. Just pick it up and throw it. And as he explained, he said, it's hard to do when you're little. Most kids just wind up like they're throwing a baseball. You can throw it harder that way, he said, but it's not how hard you throw it. It's how fast you get it there. And you just heard Dan explain that. That is awesome stuff. And I remember being on Parkview. It was 2008. So, and there may still be some old timers, but there were, you know, people in their late 70s, 80s, still there.
Still there.
In the shadows of the Cathedral of Learning and the old steel mill over there. That's where it all happened. And yeah, somebody told me we'd always hear Danny jumping rope, he said, on his patio. I think you should take up jumping rope limits for your wiffle ball team.
I think I should. I'm not very good at jumping rope, but I've done it in the past.
I got a question. I got a question in the mailbag today about your wiffle ball obsession.
And really?
I said, one could view it as borderline tragic, but I don't think it is. I think it makes limits part of who he is.
Borderline tragic. Joe,
no,
borderline
I
tragic?
I said, one could view it that way, but it's part of what makes limits so lovable and who he is. Because this guy, I'm sure you saw it on Twitter, he was ripping you for this, and I wasn't going to do that.
I actually didn't see it, no. And I don't really want to see it.
Neither do I when people rip me on Twitter. But they were worried, I think, about your wiffle ball obsession. What stood out about the Marino interview to you?
Well, definitely the Ace Ventura part. And that he thinks Aaron Rodgers still has some left in the tank, Joe.
Yeah, but he made it a point to say if he's still interested, right?
And is he? Doesn't really seem
like it. He said he can throw it as good as anybody. If your mind is into it and you're ready to go, you got to have someone who really wants to play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.